CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Wallace. Police in Connecticut will hold a news conference later this hour about the woman who allegedly kept her stepson locked up for decades. WFSB-TV reporter Roger Susannan tells us how the 32-year-old man escaped.
He set a fire in his own bedroom, and when firefighters rushed to the scene, he suffered smoke inhalation and was taken to a hospital. And when he got to the hospital, he told emergency responders the whole sordid story about how he had been essentially a prisoner in his own home for more than 20 years.
The man weighs 68 pounds. He says he was only given 2 cups of water a day. The stepmother denies mistreating her son. President Trump just threatened to slap 200% tariffs on European wine, champagne, and spirits if the EU goes ahead with a 50% tariff on American whiskey. Here's CBS's Ed O'Keefe.
The White House faces even more pressure from around the world as the president's tariff war continues, as the Canadian finance minister and Ontario's top leader are set to be in Washington today to meet with the Commerce Secretary to try to wind down this trade war.
Canada has matched Trump's 25% tariffs on steel and aluminum. Senior U.S. officials are in Moscow for talks on a proposed 30-day ceasefire in Ukraine.
President Putin's foreign policy advisor Yuri Ushakov just said any temporary ceasefire would only give Ukraine's military a chance to rearm. Kurt Volker, a past U.S. envoy for Ukraine, argues it'll be Moscow trying to draw out and delay the ceasefire negotiations for similar reasons.
Meanwhile, what they really want to do is continue fighting and taking territory.
President Trump may meet headwinds trying to seal his ceasefire deal. Vicky Barker, CBS News. London.
The deadline to avert a government shutdown is tomorrow night, but there are not enough votes in the Senate to approve the spending deal the House passed. CBS's Torian Small is on Capitol Hill.
Democrats want a much shorter window. They're saying just through April to get more negotiations on appropriation bills through and to leverage the power that they have in the opposition to block any further spending bills without their consent.
The House bill would keep the government operating through September. Mandatory evacuations are underway in burn-scarred areas of Southern California. The fear is today's heavy rains could trigger mudslides or debris flows. It's also raining hard in the Bay Area, where strong winds have knocked down trees.
Oh, it's just kind of Power Ranger. I just got off work, so just had to drive over and pick up some groceries.
I'm honestly, like, just ready for the summer. I'm ready for it to be sunny. I wasn't expecting it. It was a few nice days, and then all of a sudden it started raining.
Some areas of California are getting an inch of rain an hour today. Dow futures down 107, NASDAQ futures down 100. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. A memorial is growing at 16th and Taylor in Racine following a high-speed collision that has now resulted in the death of a 17-year-old girl. Homicide charges are now likely for the death of Tyrena Scales. Police say the crash happened when Salvador Coronado's Camaro struck a vehicle carrying 5 teenagers while being pursued by police. The body found in Lake Michigan near Kenosha's Eichelman Park has been identified as 18-year-old Kyla Sobchak. She'd been missing since December 17th. Kenosha police say they're investigating. A Burlington woman has been charged with a felony for allegedly hiding her 13-year-old daughter from the child's father for 6 days. The incident led to an extensive search operation. 36-year-old Louisa Asala is now being held on a $20,000 bond. Big issues were debated last night. Wisconsin Supreme Court candidates Susan Crawford and Brad Schimmel talked about crucial issues including abortion rights, election laws, and public sector unions. The April 1st election, just 3 weeks away, will determine the court's ideological balance. And the Racine County Eye has a new feature explaining zoning regulations. They make it interesting, and you'll learn how Mount Pleasant allocates what they've got. Read all about it at RacineCountyI.com. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Big Ten tournament action today. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, men's college basketball. The Wisconsin Badgers in Indianapolis for the Big Ten tournament. They take on the Northwestern Wildcats, who beat Minnesota yesterday 72-64 to advance to today's round. Head coach Greg Gard asked if he spent much time breaking down why his team lost at home last weekend to Penn State.
I probably have dissected it deeper and more intensely and harder than anybody else, just because I knew it wasn't one right now we needed to spend a lot of time on as a team. I did, because I wanted to really dissect the issues.
In New York, the Marquette Golden Eagles against Xavier today in the Big East tournament at Madison Square Garden. NFL free agency Packers center Josh Myers leaving Green Bay, signing a one-year deal with the New York Jets. Running back A.J. Dillon, who missed last season with a neck injury, signing a one-year contract with the Philadelphia Eagles. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
We are tracking a powerful spring storm system that could bring a few showers and thunderstorms tomorrow evening into tomorrow night. A couple of those could be strong to severe, especially to the southwest. Then more rain Saturday, with rain changing to little snow on Sunday. Today, though, sunshine 50. Tomorrow, partly cloudy in the low 60s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 33.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Good morning. I'm Dan Marcus. It's Thursday, practically the weekend. I'm good with that.
Just got home from Illinois. Locked the front door, oh boy. Got to sit down, take a rest on the porch. Imagination sets in. Pretty soon I'm singing. Doo, doo, doo. listening to Buck Owens. Do, 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 looking out my back door. Tambourines and elephants are playing in the band. Won't you take a ride on the flying spoon? Do, do, do. One less apparition provided by magician. Do, 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 looking out my back door.
Park to West Racine. Local news and timeless hits.
Let the sun catch you crying. tonight's the time for all your tears. Your heart may be broken tonight, but tomorrow in the morning light, don't let the sun catch you crying. Nighttime shadows disappear, and with them go all your tears. For the morning will bring joy for every girl and boy, so don't let the sun catch you crying. We know that crying's not a bad thing, but stop your crying when the bed sings. It may be hard to discover that you've been left for another, but don't forget that love's a game, and it can always come again. Oh, don't let the sun catch you crying. Let the sun catch you crying, oh no, oh, oh, oh.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. What major rock band had a member who, in a previous band, made an appearance on the Beverly Hillbillies? You'll hear from him about that experience in just a couple of seconds here. It's the Dan Marcus Wax Museum on WRJN.
Spring is in the air, and so is the smell of fresh coffee at Just Brew It in downtown Union Grove. Celebrate 2 years of Just Brew It, serving up your favorite beverages and treats. Plus, here's a deal to perk you up. If you stop in and subscribe to the Just Brew It newsletter, you'll enjoy 15% off every order in March. Whether you're fueling up for the day or just stopping by for a cozy cup, be part of the spring festivities at Just Brew It. Fresh, local, delicious. Open at 6 a.m. on weekdays and 7 a.m. on weekends.
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see FountainHillsApartments.com or call 262-886-9200.
Hey Kenosha, this is Carl Bryan, and I'm running for the KUSD School Board to bring accountability and strong leadership to our schools. With prior experience on the KUSD School Board and at the Wisconsin DPI, I know how to ensure taxpayer dollars are spent wisely, improving student achievement, addressing student safety, and making our district more accountable. Early voting runs from March 18th to the 28th, or you can vote in person on April 1st. Vote Carl Bryan for responsible leadership on the KUSD School Board. Authorized and paid for by the committee to elect Carl Bryan. Andre Scamma, treasurer.
I had the worst dream last night. You were in a car crash, and the kids and I were on our own. We had to move out of the house because I couldn't afford it anymore.
That's awful, huh?
My brother got life insurance from Ethos, and it only took 10 minutes. And he got $2 million in coverage for around $2 a day. It's all online, no medical exam. He just answered a few health questions right from his house.
Ethos, here we come.
Visit ethos.com/score. ethos.com/score.
Sample rate is a 10-year term life policy for 35-year-old healthy, non-smoking male. Build monthly.
After you've started your day with the Don Rosen Morning Show on WRJN, be sure to stay tuned for the rest of the day as the Dan Marcus Wax Museum brings fun stories and interviews with the timeless hitmakers. And Kurt Vollman recaps events from around town and previews the arts and entertainment in Racine. After Don, it's Dan, then Kurt, as we bring you local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Weed
In the jungle, the mighty jungle, the lion sleeps tonight. In the jungle, the quiet jungle, the lion sleeps tonight. Near the village, the peaceful village, the lion sleeps tonight. Near the village, the quiet village, the lion sleeps tonight.
Lion Sleeps Tonight on the station with local news and timeless hits, WRJN. One of the biggest bands of the late 60s, early 70s was Three Dog Night with three lead singers, Danny Hutton, Chuck Negron, and this man, Corey Wells, who before Three Dog Night was in a band called The Enemies. And The Enemies actually made an appearance on the Beverly Hillbillies TV show. I asked him about that.
You actually played Clampett Mansion, didn't you?
Yes, I did.
Do you realize that that's up on YouTube? Do you ever go back to and find yourself on YouTube?
It's not really, but people have told me that. Beverly Hillbillies was, I actually had lines in it, and I was scared to death. And Granny helped me through it and took me on the side and said, "Now, you don't be nervous now. You just do what you're supposed to do." People don't realize she was a younger woman than she portrayed on that show.
Yes.
And so she calmed me down and so that I could do it, effortlessly and or without shaking my legs, my knees knocking. it was all new to me. I was a young guy then, you know.
I think Jane Hathaway had the hots for you, Corey.
What a great guy, the late Corey Wells. Had so many good times with that man. Here's Corey singing lead for Three Dog Night on WRJN.
Want some whiskey in your water, sugar in your tea? What's all this crazy question they're asking me? This is the craziest party that could ever be. Don't turn on the lights, cause I don't want to see. Mama told me, let's go. Choking from the smell of stale perfume. And that cigarette you're smoking, I'll scare me half to death. Open up the window, sucker, let me catch my breath.
Mama told me let's go. Mama told me let's go. That ain't the way to have fun, son. That ain't the way to have fun.
She's a son.
We'll be right back.
knocking at the door. I'm looking at my girlfriend, she passed out on the floor. I've seen so many things I ain't never seen before. Don't know what it is, I don't want to see no more.
Mama told me not to come.
Couple weeks ago at the Genesee Theater with that song. Let's get you up to speed now on what's going on around the world and up your street. Stuart J. Waddles in the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. There's a Racine County connection to the case of that Oak Creek girl that went missing and was found. A Burlington woman has been charged with interfering with child custody after allegedly hiding her 13-year-old daughter from the child's father for 6 days. It led to an extensive search operation in Oak Creek and across the area.
36-year-old Luisa Asala is being charged with a felony and being held on a $20,000 bond. In the debate last night, Wisconsin Supreme Court candidates Susan Crawford and Brad Schimmel clashed over crucial issues. Those included abortion rights, election laws, and public sector unions. The two judges are vying for a seat that will determine the court's ideological balance. Other big topics covered included redistricting and collective bargaining rights. The April 1st election is just 3 weeks away. The body of a missing 18-year-old from Kenosha was found in the lake Sunday. The Kenosha County Medical Examiner says Kayla Sobchak was found. She'd been missing since December 17th. Police say they're investigating what happened. Most people zone out when talking about zoning regulations. In an effort to clear things up and bring understanding, the Racine County Eye has a new feature up. Read all about how the Village of Mount Pleasant allocates land, which determines what can be built and where. There's more at RacineCountyEye.com. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
We are tracking a powerful spring storm system that could bring a few showers and thunderstorms tomorrow evening into tomorrow night. A couple of those could be strong to severe, especially to the southwest. Then more rain Saturday with rain changing to little snow on Sunday. Today, though, sunshine 50. Tomorrow, partly cloudy in the low 60s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp now 37. You can keep me in daydream.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN with Donovan's Sunshine Superman. Now, not that I read comic books as a kid or anything, but Superman's sunshine when he was a baby came from the red sun near Krypton.
Sunshine came softly through my window today. Could have tripped out easy, but I've changed my way. Take time, I know it, but in a while, you're gonna be mine, I know it, we're doing it in style, cause I made my mind up, you're going to be mine, I'll tell you right now, any trick in a book, and I'll be there.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN, with another Dan Marcus Wax Museum nugget, moments away. A song you haven't heard on the radio for a while.
Working my way.
Yeah.
dreams, they were clouds in my coffee.
News and timeless hits, WRJN, and a Dan Marcus Wax Museum nugget coming up in just a couple of minutes. Now, this song is borderline goofy, but it was meant as a serious pop song, and it came out of the British Invasion era when anything with long hair and a guitar was signed and appeared on the Ed Sullivan Show. So, yeah, that's coming up. WRJN. By the way, high school basketball, the girls' tournament starts today, has already started actually, in Green Bay at the Resch Center and goes for 3 days. High school basketball for the boys, there's a big playoff game tonight, Whitnall at Waterford, and we'll be covering it starting at 6:30. You can hear it all live here on WRJN.
When the cold settles in, warm up with a bowl of homemade goodness from Main Street Bakery in downtown Racine. Try their rich and hearty chicken and dumpling, creamy spinach artichoke, bold cowboy stew, or classic chili, all made fresh and served in a warm bread bowl or on the side. Pair it with fresh pastry or hot coffee and make your day a little cozier. It's the perfect comfort food for chilly days. Follow Main Street Bakery on social media for all the daily specials. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Main Street Bakery. Where every creation is crafted with care.
Consider volunteering for the Senior Companion Program in Racine for all the right reasons.
I'm Bev Landerman. I'm from Racine. I have 93 years tucked away behind me. I'm soon to be 94.
I'm Nancy Johnson, and I'm from Racine. I am a volunteer, and I was home alone a lot, and I thought, you know, there's got to be people out there that are alone and want some company.
Oh, I look forward to having Nancy come to my house. She has become like a daughter and a sister, a little bit of everything, a good friend. Because I have a history background, I had fun encouraging her to redevelop her history background.
She has me reading books that are probably 900 pages I never would have done.
Learn how you can volunteer. Call the Senior Companion Program at 262-898-1941.
Opioid manufacturer Purdue Pharma's Political Action Committee donated to just one Wisconsin candidate in 2016. That candidate was extreme politician Judge Brad Schimmel. The company also gave money to a national Republican group whose PAC spent nearly $3 million on Schimmel's 2018 election. From the year 2000 to 2017, Wisconsin had over 7,500 opioid-related deaths. Democratic and Republican attorneys general from other states and 71 out of 72 counties filed lawsuits against Purdue Pharma. But Brad Schimmel refused to join them. Thousands of Wisconsinites died. Wisconsin people should always take priority over profits. Tell Judge Brad Schimmel to look out for Wisconsinites, not out-of-state drug companies. Call 262-548-7548. That's 262-548-7548. Paid for by Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
This is the story of the one. He's responsible for keeping a leading healthcare facility clean and safe. And he trusts Grainger's high-quality HVAC cleaning and safety products, combined with their world-class supply chain, to consistently deliver, ensuring he's covered inside and out, so he can focus on keeping his facility clean to help protect the health of everyone inside. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Let's open up the vault door. What say ye? For another Dan Marcus Wax Museum nugget. Song that hasn't been on the radio for a while, and this one may be understandable. It's not great art here coming up. But it made the top 20 a full year after the Beatles invaded America. The search was on for anything British with long hair and a guitar. And they found Freddie Garrity, a former milkman, who was fronting a club band, and they gave him a producer and a few songs and said, here, record these, and it worked. Like I say, this song made number 20 in the States, early 1965. Do the Freddy. Yes, it's not a song, it's a dance too.
Hear the happy feet dancing to the beat of the Freddy.
Timeless hits, WRJN. That was a big song for Freddie and the Dreamers, and that maniacal laugh that he perfected became something of a trademark for him. I met him a couple of years later, and he did it. 20 years after that song, he could still do that laugh. It was kind of scary. This is another Wax Museum nugget coming up at 1:45-ish this afternoon, and we'll do one of the more interesting folk genre songs. Comes from the Kingston Trio. This afternoon, 1:45-ish on WRJN.
WRJN. Baby loves me, yes, yes she does. All the girls out of sight, yeah. Says she loves me, yes, yes, she does. Gonna show her tonight, yeah. Hey, she got the way to move me, Jerry.
She got the way to move me. She got the way to move me.
Hey, Jerry, baby.
She got the way to move me.
All right. Up on
is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Wallace. This hour's scheduled Senate confirmation hearing is off. CBS's Alexander Tin explains.
The White House has scrapped its pick to head the CDC, Dr. Dave Weldon, amid mounting questions over the former congressman's record criticizing vaccines and efforts to strip the CDC of its vaccine review authority. One official told CBS News that it was clear he did not have the votes in the Senate to be confirmed.
Police in Connecticut are holding a briefing on the 32-year-old man who was allegedly imprisoned by his stepmother for more than two decades. Waterbury Police Chief Fred Spagnolo.
There's some physical evidence that was seized from the house.